It's 150, right?
Yeah, it was to cut points.
Well, let's just talk to him real quick.
Yeah, he just wanted to cut points. Said we got this done.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jeff?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Jeff, this is Ruben. I believe we spoke late last week on Friday, I believe, Friday or Thursday. How are you doing?
Just fine. How you doing?
It's a blur.
I'll tell you. I know what you're saying.
Do you have a minute?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know we spoke Friday. I've approved your file for the 150 on our application-only program, which just is your application and bank statements and credit.
Right.
Traditionally, the credit score required is a 675, although I know that late it's kind of a one-off for you, so we made an exception and still offered you that approval.
Okay.
You can kind of set your rate in terms and go backwards. The max term here is 5 years, and do you mind if I kind of give you my straightforward advice, because I'm not in sales?
Sure.
All right, so you always want to, you know, it's always, you always want to borrow money relative to your other cost, and I think with your business needing working capital and taking shorter-term loans, that if you have the opportunity to maximize a loan term of 5 years on equipment, it makes sense to there, because every dollar that you can save there, you can use to grow your business and reduce your costs. So,
well,
I don't,
5 years is 5 years is what we typically do.
Okay. Yeah, I have some customers that come in, they're like, well, I want to do 2 years. I'm like, dude, you have working capital loans constantly. You know, the math doesn't add up. So
we try to match it to what our trucks last. And
okay.
We usually get about 5 years out of the truck, and it's ready to do it again.
There you go. So with our approval, it's going to be a first and last payment due at signing. So you prepay your first and last in a documentation, and if we do titling, a titling fee. Do you know if your vendor does titling, or would you want us to do it?
The vendor does titling.
Okay, so it'd be first and last in a documentation and site fee. We'd go out to your location and take a picture of the equipment before releasing funding. Make sure you're happy with the trucks. You'd have, like I said, your first and last due at signing, no additional down payment. It'd be structured as a finance agreement.
Okay.
Now, you mentioned that your kind of budget was about $5,000, but you're obviously trying to do something under this, correct?
Yeah, the number we had when we run it on the financing was like 32, 33.
Okay. And do you have any other offers on the table? Obviously, I don't share any of this information with your sales rep, but if there's something out there and we need to compete, I want to make sure we're doing our best to get there.
I've got another one coming, but it's a lease option, but it'll be in the morning when I get it.
Now, is that a lease option to buy?
Yes, it's a residual lease.
Okay. Do you have a preference?
No, actually, we want it to look. The only reason we like the lease is it keeps it off your books as far as a loan. But I really don't.
Okay. Well, is the lease option you have, okay, I mean, is it a residual of like a fair market value residual, or is it
it's,
you know,
10%
just
residual.
I don't know if that's really supposed to be kept off your books, to be frank with you. That's really a capital lease, in my opinion, but I'm not an accountant, so I can't convince you otherwise.
Yeah.
Can I give you my numbers where I think we're going to offer you this approval, and we want the opportunity, I think, to serve, and you're working with Nick on the working capital side of things too, correct?
Right.
Okay, so let me tell you where we're at. We're going to give you a discount this first time out because we want your business, but if you get something in writing that beats it, you know, we will compete. So your normal payment would be, for our application-only program, would be $35,22.15. However, we're going to discount it to get kind of, you know, this deal done to get the relationship started. So
what
I can offer you here is, it's close. It's not what you want, but I think it's fair and competitive. I can offer you $33.02.01 a month. And,
okay,
you know, I think it's pretty darn competitive. It's right where you want to be. And hopefully that's the opportunity to earn your business. And that's for 150, by the way. If that number goes down, then of course your payment goes down. You also can finance sales tax. So if the quota goes a little up, we could probably finance that sales tax so you don't have to pay out of pocket for it.
Okay. And that's for 5 years, 60 months.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, that ain't bad. You ain't far off from what we was expecting.
Look, Nick's, you know, Nick doesn't hear our conversations. Reality is he's pestering me because he wants your business for everything. And so Yeah, I mean, but I was in his shoes, so I think it's a fair competitive offer. I also think it's an offer where you're not, keep in mind, I'm not asking you for your life story. I'm not asking for all your financials. I'm not asking for your tax returns. That's part of the working capital. I'm approving this just on your credit score and basic business borrowing history. And exactly. As you develop a relationship with us, there's nothing to preclude you from coming back and getting potentially even cheaper costs in the future. Our program also does include a discount for paying off early.
That's what we would like to do. And my intention is, when we get situated here, once we get this done, we're going to do the thing with you guys on the capital money and figure out where we're going from there.
Okay. So while you work on that, I mean, those are not mutually exclusive programs. We can do both at the same time or one at the same time. So
right.
If those numbers work, what I'd like Nick to do is, does he have the invoices?
He's got the, I don't know if it's the invoices or not. It's the sheet the dealership sent me.
Okay, I mean, those would be invoices. What he can do is, does he have a copy of your driver's license and a check? A way to check?
No.
If you want to email them over to you, I mean, he can get a contract on your desk by tomorrow at like 3:00 for you to review everything.
Well, I'm in Oregon right now.
Oh, okay. What are you doing out there?
Training.
Oh, okay.
We're doing some equipment training. We work with Climax out of Portland.
Okay.
We work with Climax out of Portland. Or actually, it's Tigard, Oregon.
Okay.
So I'll be up. I'm sorry, I was speaking to something. I didn't mean to do that. But I'll be out here the rest of the week, but I can get some things started with Robert, my controller, back at the office.
Gotcha. So,
and Wilmar called me this evening and said they had the offer, but it'd be in the morning before he got it. And I feel compelled to allow him to do that first. And, of course, I don't never know what he may show up with, too. So,
okay.
We started with both of y'all at the same time, so.
I mean, I think, you know, where we differ a little is this. And I know nothing about the company you're working with, and it's...
Are you there?
Yeah, I am. I'm just sending an email real quick, a little inter-office message. I think where we differ is that on the equipment financing side of things, you will receive a lot of offers. I think the whole Bank of Cardiff mentality is very personal in nature, but most importantly, and just to call it like I see it, I think where we win is that we can offer your business multiple products and discount them all instead of you having just to go to here, this place, or that place, or this place. And by that I mean, you know, if you need additional equipment, you can come to Nick. If you need working capital, you can come to Nick. If you need a credit line, you can come to Nick. If you want Nick to do your merchant services, you can come to Nick. And I think at the end of the day, is someone going to offer you maybe, hey, how about 10% residual? How about this? How about that? I think everyone's going to be in the same ballpark. I'd be surprised if someone says, hey, your payment's $2,900. I'd also be unless there's a residual, of course. And I'd be surprised if someone says your payment's $4,000. But I hope Nick can earn your business by giving you a discount on all your services as opposed to just one of them.
Yes, yes. And he's been real good up until this point. I'm telling you, he called me, and I liked him the first time we talked. That's the reason I called him back. I want to look at Wilmar and see what they got. I dealt with Wilmar before.
Okay.
I know how they work. We was willing to look at it, and I gave it to both y'all the same day.
Okay.
And we sent him the same stuff, and he told me he'd have it tomorrow. So
that's fair enough.
I'll be in meetings probably to lunch. I'll check my email at lunch, Pacific time, and then I'll get back with either you or Nick, whichever one you prefer me to. And
I like you to work
with Nick. Rolling.
He's a little less drowning than me, it feels like, so. I'll be honest with you. But yeah, give him a holler. Hopefully we can, you know, get all these things wrapped up for you in one nice little bow.
That'll work.
Thanks, brother. I'll talk to you soon. Enjoy your
trip. Thank you, bro.
Bye-bye.
You done. Bye-bye.